The Israeli military has once again instructed Palestinians in the northern Gaza Strip to evacuate their homes and shelters as troops continue their week-long offensive against militants.
Military spokesman Avichai Adraei urged people to leave parts of Gaza City's Sheikh Radwan neighborhood, as well as other areas around Jabalia, the urban refugee camp where Israeli forces have launched several major operations throughout the conflict, only to return after militants regrouped. Joseph Eckerson reporting.
The United Nations peacekeeping mission in southern Lebanon reported that Israeli forces fired on several of its installations in the area.
Tensions between Israel and the UN have risen as Israeli military operations against the Iran-backed Hezbollah continue to escalate. UNIFIL's Nakura headquarters and nearby positions have been repeatedly hit. Two peacekeepers were injured after an IDF Merkava tank fired at an observation tower at UNIFIL's Nakura headquarters, hitting it directly and causing the peacekeepers to fall, the UNIFIL mission said in a statement. Benjamin Wright reporting.
Boeing announced it is reducing its workforce by 10%, which translates to around 17,000 employees.
In a memo, CEO Kelly Ortberg revealed the layoffs, stating that the aerospace company is facing difficult choices to remain competitive. Ortberg also mentioned that Boeing is postponing the development of its 777X airplane and pausing production of the 767 aircraft after fulfilling the current customer orders. Kyle Norris reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
Oklahoma police officer shot and killed a woman who had been firing a gun and threatening them after a car crash, authorities reported.
The woman was linked to an earlier shooting, according to Police Captain Valerie Littlejohn. Seven officers arrived at the crash site and attempted to engage with her, but opened fire when she brandished her weapon at them, Littlejohn said. We don't know if she was aiming at anyone or just firing the shots into the air or the ground, Littlejohn explained. Lawrence Keller reporting.
Several children and adults were hospitalized in Pennsylvania on Friday night after being poisoned by mushrooms, according to authorities.
Emergency medical teams responded around 9:30 p.m. to reports that 11 people had fallen ill after eating mushrooms in Peach Bottom Township. The Delta Cardiff Volunteer Company Station 57 posted on social media. Units were advised that 11 individuals had consumed toxic mushrooms and were all suffering from illness, the post stated. Jessica Oakley reporting.
A NASA spacecraft is prepared to begin its journey to Jupiter and its moon Europa, one of the leading candidates for potential extraterrestrial life.
The Europa Clipper mission will investigate beneath Europa's icy surface, where an ocean is believed to be just below. While the spacecraft won't search directly for life, it will assess whether the environment could support it. A future mission would be required to search for any microorganisms. It's an opportunity for us to explore not a world that might have been habitable billions of years ago, but one that could be habitable today, right now, said program scientist Kurt Niebuhr. Liam White reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.